This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. The Regional Transportation District has dropped plans to ban passengers from riding buses and trains indefinitely. Two controversial proposals would have banned people from taking continuous trips without buying a new ticket and from using electrical outlets. Critics say the proposals unfairly targeted people who are unhoused. First Lady Jill Biden was in Denver today to talk about President Biden's economic policies. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The First Lady focused on opportunities made available through bills from last Congress that have been used to expand workforce training programs. She says they'll eventually lead to millions of good-paying jobs in infrastructure, clean energy, and advanced manufacturing.
And many of them require associate degrees, certificates, registered apprenticeships, or other hands-on, instruction, not 4 years of college.
An educator herself, Biden also praised the bipartisan efforts at the State House to help students pursue these kinds of non-traditional education paths at little to no cost. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado's newest federal judge says he will serve from Grand Junction. Judge Gordon Gallagher is the first district court judge appointed from the Western Slope in over 30 years. Every other member is currently based in Denver. The former magistrate has earned praise from the Ute Mountain Utes, who say he has vital experience with their community. Gordon also has a deep background in land and natural resource disputes. You're listening to CPR News. More news is at cpr.org.